Hi everyone! I hope you're having an amazing day today. Welcome back to a new episode of the Creative Purpose Podcast. Oh my god, it's been a long time since I was here recording an episode for you, and I'm very excited because I finally made the time and have the energy to actually talk to you. So today we are going to have an episode about where have I been all these days, all these weeks, all these months, because I haven't recorded anything since November or so. I wanted to talk to you first about why did I stop recording podcast episodes, and I'm not going to go into the tiny, nitty details, but I'm going to talk a little bit about why I stopped recording for a while. And actually the reasons were very personal. It was all about my motivation. I completely lost my motivation once I started having a very chaotic month or couple of months. So on December I was having a very chaotic time because I was working for this girl I told you in the previous episodes, and I was doing this design project, this design job that I haven't done, that I never did before. So it was something totally different for me. I never did something like that. I never worked for anyone else, like doing a service kind of job. So it was something that I hadn't experienced before, and I wasn't prepared for the amount of work that I was going to have. And at the same time, I was promoting the advent calendar that I made on October and November. So I was promoting the advent calendar and I was working on this design job, and I was also taking care of myself because I was going through a really hard time. So I was having a chaotic December, so of course I couldn't record on December, and I actually didn't have a very good end of year. So I usually love the end of the year because I love putting things into perspective and reflecting about everything I did on the year, and also putting myself new goals for the next year. So, and you'll know that I love doing that. You know that I love putting myself deadlines and setting goals and reflecting about my life. But this time I didn't have the energy, I didn't have the motivation to do that. And apart from that, I didn't want to even celebrate holidays. I was creating this language learning advent calendar, very motivated for other people to celebrate their own holidays, but I wasn't even excited to celebrate holidays myself. I was hitting rock bottom somehow. So I was having a very, very hard end of the year. I didn't even want 2022 to end. I felt there were many things that I hadn't done during the year that I didn't really want 2022 to end. I didn't want 2023 to start. I wasn't prepared for it. I wasn't ready, and it was very, very chaotic for me. So then on January, I was experiencing some really difficult emotions because in one aspect, I was finished. I already finished with everything I had to do in terms of my work. I finished the design on December with the design job with this girl. So I didn't have to work on January. And then I also didn't have the energy to record podcasts or to do anything for neither Blizzard Girl nor the Creative Purpose. I didn't have energy to create. I didn't have the motivation to create. I needed to take care of myself. I felt I neglected my self-care and my mental health for many months. So it all came down during January. I was in a very, very dark place where I needed to put my things together. I needed to put myself together. So I couldn't record an episode then. And then on February, I was taking care of myself, actually. I'm trying to make things better for me, for my life. but at the same time I wasn't ready to start the year. I felt like I didn't want to start working because once I started working, then I wouldn't have like any other moment of relaxation and taking care of myself. So I tried to make this time larger and larger, and I extended it for as long as I could, so because I didn't want it to end. And then March began, and in my country, school starts on March, so on the first week of March, and I experienced new losses in my life. Like, my sister went to study to another city, my brother went to study to that city too. Not to study, to live, actually. He finished university. So I had some very personal issues that I won't be talking here. Not only that, but other things too. And I also started like thinking in relation to my career. I was like, do I want to continue being an entrepreneur? Should I just go and reach for another kind of job and work in another kind of field? Should I just like erase the websites I created and all the work I've created in these past 5 years? Or should I just continue and keep going with it and at the same time put extra work on top of that, because I'm also like designing another thing for this girl that I talked to you before, and at the same time I have this other like project sort of or jobs that I have to do. So I'm like, should I just quit Lisa Girl, quit the creative purpose and forget about that and just keep going with my life? So during this past 2 months, I was in reflection mode. I was like reflecting all the time. What should I do? Should I quit? Should I continue? Should I change my path? Should I just start something new? And it was very, very hard. So that's why you didn't have new episodes in these past 2 months or 3 months, actually. So I also stopped writing the newsletter for the creative purpose. So if you are part of that newsletter, I'm so sorry. I promise that hopefully during March I will begin writing there again and sending you weekly emails, but I haven't been able to do it. Like, just like with the podcast, I haven't been able to write a newsletter, I haven't been able to write a new post or to do anything at all, because I was like in a really, really dark place. I was like fighting with things that I never thought I was going to fight with. That's the reason why. But yeah, so what can you expect from season 4? So this episode belongs to season 4 of the podcast. And even though that one part of me feels like I need to record one episode per week as I was doing before, and even though one part of me also doesn't feel like I want to be doing this first season and compromising all the other things I have to do because of the podcast, I decided that I will record this podcast. I will keep on doing it, maybe every month, hopefully every month. But I think that the best thing I can do right now for both for you and also for me is to record a maximum of 2 episodes per month, hopefully, maybe even less, but maximum 2 per month, because I don't want to say that I will come back to the podcast like if nothing ever happened and life continues, and because I don't feel like that, actually. I don't feel like the way I felt before. I feel like this Sophia is different from Sophia from last year. And even though I may sound the same to you, I don't feel the same person anymore. I feel like I changed. And I'm still changing, and I will keep on changing more and more probably during this year. I think this year may define the person I will become in the future, maybe not in the future forever, but in the future of this future few years. So I don't feel like I want to record more than 2 episodes per month. If I ever do that, that would be amazing. I think that I can do it probably, but I don't want to put myself that like obligation of recording more than 2 episodes per month. Probably there will be some months where I will only record 1 episode or even no episodes, but hopefully we'll keep them up to 2 episodes. And another thing that you can expect from this season is that I won't be giving you like cold hard advice like maybe sometimes I did, but I will also talk about like reality having an entrepreneurial life, which is something that I've been doing. But I also want to give you the other side of what happens if what I've been doing is not what I want to do, and how can I change my career. Like, being an entrepreneur is just one aspect of being creative, and this podcast is called The Creative Purpose, not The Entrepreneurial Purpose. So I'll try also making more content about being creative so that I can help you be more creative in your life, not only in your job, because our jobs are not the only aspects of our lives. So that's what you can expect from this season. And now I want to tell you how my life changed in relation to my career. So I just told you that I started like reflecting about my career. I started reflecting about, should I quit? Should I continue in relation to my entrepreneurial journey? And at first I thought that I was just going to quit. But then I reflected and I said, no, I don't want to quit. I think I have more things to share with the world in relation to language learning and in relation to being creative. So I have more things to share. I have more courses in my heart. I have more products in my heart. I have more posts and podcast episodes and videos in my heart. So I don't want to quit. I don't want to put everything I've done in the past 5 years into a trash. I want to keep on building. And so my life changed because I realized that I shouldn't be putting all my eggs in one basket. And in this case, I've been putting all my eggs into the entrepreneurial basket. So I've put my entrepreneurial life on top of everything, and I've demanded my entrepreneurial life or journey to be responsible for me and for my financial security. So I realized after a lot of reflection and also therapy, because I started taking therapy, which it's been doing great to me, like it's been helping me a lot. So I realized that I shouldn't be putting so much pressure into my businesses. Like, yes, my businesses provide me with money, but if my businesses aren't capable yet to provide me with the amount of money that I want, I shouldn't be getting angry with my businesses. I should like say thank you and then try to find support in other areas. So I decided that I was going to start doing classes, English classes, at first in a school, and then I realized I'm not ready for a school yet. I don't know if I want to do classes in a school. You know me, I've told you several times I don't want to be like a school teacher. So I decided I was going to do like one-on-one classes online for students of English, people that want to get better at English. So I took that decision, and I currently have like an Instagram about that. So, but this is for people whose first language is Spanish. So if you don't know Spanish, you probably won't really understand things there. But yeah, so I decided I was going to start taking students for private English classes. And that was a very, very hard decision for me to take. So that's one of the reasons why I decided to hit pause on Blissogirl and the creative purpose, because I needed to figure out how to do this thing. And then I also decided that I wanted to put more effort into my writing career. I've told you many times that I wanted to be a writer when I was in high school, and I still want to be a writer, like a published author. So I decided that apart from that, I was going to put more effort into my writing career. So I've been writing again, once again, and I hope I don't get off of the wagon, bandwagon. I hope I can continue writing. And I'm also like putting effort into my writing YouTube channel, which is in Spanish. And I will also be creating an Instagram account for that. So I really, really, really want this year to be the year where I can finally, I don't know if I will be able to publish a book, but I do want to be noticed as an author somehow. So I really want this year to change my life in that aspect. So that's also an amount of time that I cannot be putting into creating many episodes of podcast, because I really want to like create have these all these different buckets where I can put my eggs. So what I've been working on so far, it's that thing, like creating the Instagram account and scheduling everything and like having everything figured out for my private English classes, also my writing career, and organizing everything for Blissogirl and the creative purpose. I told you I'm not going to quit yet on those two businesses. I have things prepared for Blissogirl. I have things that I want to keep on doing, but I also realize that I cannot be like marketing, doing marketing and promoting the 100 products that I have. So I'm going to be focusing on only four products, like three or four products. From now on, I will put my focus on those ones. I will be promoting on Instagram. I'll be creating better reels than before, like reels performed by me and not reels made on Canva. I will also be creating new videos for my course, for the bootcamp, so old students and new students can benefit from new videos for the Language Student Organization bootcamp. And for the creative purpose, I want to start writing blog posts again, because I had a lot of fun writing blog posts last year, but then I stopped. And I want to keep on writing new blog posts. I want to start writing the newsletter, also the podcast, as I said before. And I also want to start doing a new service of creating interactive ebooks. I think that one of my favorite perks, one of the things that I've done that I love a lot, is my language learning interactive ebook. So I want to start doing this service for other entrepreneurs, for other businesses that want to sell interactive ebooks. So I'll be designing interactive ebooks. If you're interested on that, please reach out to me, because I'm creating all these kind of service program, and I'm very excited about this. So yes, if you're interested, reach out to me, and as soon as I have more information for this service, I will answer to you. So those are the things that I want to be doing that I'm focusing on right now, and this is also my new perspective now that I have a little more motivation, because as I told you before, during December, it was chaotic. I worked a lot. I was so stressed. And at the end of the year, I was down with motivation. Like, I didn't want to do anything at all. I didn't want to celebrate anything. Then on January, it was a very, very hard month for me. Then on February, I started gaining a little bit of energy back. But at the same time, I wasn't prepared to go back to work. And now on March is that I have more motivation, a little more motivation to do things. So I have, like, my career right now is divided into four angles, and that's what I just mentioned to you. One angle is Blizzo Girl, second angle the creative purpose, the third angle is my life as an English teacher, and the fourth angle is my writing career. So I decided that this is the best way for me to put effort into my businesses, into my writing career, which is something that I really want to like work on right now, and also the fourth aspect, the English teacher aspect, which is the one that I think can give me like direct money and like in a faster way. But at the same time, it's something that I don't have a lot of experience with, so I'm kind of nervous. But as I told you before, last year I was very nervous with the thing about being a designer, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be like a good fit, if I was going to be like good enough for the person that was paying me. But I realized that I was good enough, and I did a very good job, because that product now sells and it's been bought by more than 80 people in just a couple of weeks. So that's a lot. As I told you in a previous episode, I shared with you a story from Caroline Sook, where she designed a logo for a brand and she thought she wasn't good enough. But after sharing this story, Caroline said that sometimes you need to trust in your skills, especially if others are already trusting in you. So I will just trust in my skills. It's super scary, and I told you this before, it's super scary to jump in a pool that you're not sure you're able to swim in. In this case, being a teacher, an English teacher, the career I started to work on, like I started these 4 years at university to be an English teacher. So I'm scared, but I already went through this before. I already learned a lot to be a teacher. So I think that I can do it. Even though a part of me feels scared, I feel like maybe I'll be able to do this. But yeah, I have these other things that I will be working on. So I really hope that I can be able to fit everything on my schedule. Today I made a schedule because I needed to organize myself. Like I hadn't organized myself since December last year. So these past 2 months, I've been like hectic. My availability has been very, very chaotic. I was never sure what I was doing, what do I have to do now, what do I have to do tomorrow. So I was very disorganized. But right now I'm getting organized, I'm getting motivated, and I have a lot of ideas that I want to implement. So yeah, I think that would be it for today's episode. I think this is just an introduction to what's coming next, but also a way for me to motivate you if you're going through hard moments in your life, if you're feeling defeated, if you're feeling like you're hitting rock bottom and things won't get better. I promise you things will get better, but it takes time. It took me more than 2 months to put my things together, to get better, to feel more motivation towards my career. But finally, I feel like I'm getting out of the hole. In order to feel more motivation towards life, I need to take one step after the other, even if they are small steps, I need to keep taking steps, I need to keep on walking, and I need to keep on thinking that the future can still be beautiful. And this is a quote that I have on a picture on my office. I'm not in my office right now, but I think I've mentioned this quote to you before, so remember it: the future can still be beautiful. I hope you have a beautiful day ahead, and I hope that we can soon meet again on a future episode, hopefully on the newsletter and on the blog. If you haven't read my blog, my website is bythecreativepurpose.com. If you haven't signed up to be on my newsletter, you can also do it going to my website. I will leave all the links down below. And if you want to learn something from me like design, I will also leave the links down below. So have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll see you on a future episode. Bye!